TypeScript 7.2. Grandma's reply.
My dear Sean, how lovely to get your letter. Mummy is right. I will really enjoy helping you with your schoolwork, and I will try very hard to remember what it was like when I was a little girl all those years ago. When the war started, I was just 5. And I'll never forget watching my grandfather dig a big black hole in the back garden. This was our air raid shelter. At first, I was really scared of going into it. Every time the siren went off, I started trembling and I was sick, actually sick, with fear. I refused to leave my bed. I didn't find it easy to get used to sleeping in that shelter. But soon, living in the cities was so dangerous that the government decided to send all the children away to the countryside. I think I was lucky, because I was able to go away to my aunt's. Some children were forced to stay with total strangers. My aunt lived in a small town called Alston, high in the hills, not too far from Newcastle. And guess what, Sean? She had a sweet shop. Mrs. Crozier's sweet shop. But, oh, dear me, at first I was so unhappy I couldn't stop crying because I couldn't help worrying about my mother back home. My aunt let me have as many sweets as I wanted, but I was too miserable to eat many. Silly me. Most children didn't have the chance of getting lots of sweets because sweets were rationed. That meant that you couldn't buy all you wanted. You were only allowed to buy a small amount. Lots of other things were rationed too. It was almost impossible to get butter, cream, meat, fruit, vegetables and petrol. We did without a lot of things during the war. Can you believe that just after it ended, someone gave me a banana and I didn't know what to do with it? Sean, I hope this is useful. I'm longing to see you all. Give my love to Mummy, Daddy and Liam. Don't worry. He'll be much more fun soon. Lots of love and kisses. Grandma.